Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I want to get your thoughts on the games from Saturday first, and then we could spend a little time on tonight's matchup.
I was really impressed with Texas Tech. I felt like if you drew up the worst matchup for them, it was probably Michigan State. And not only did they beat them, I mean, they kind of dominated them. And granted, the game, it was a one-point game with 2 minutes left, but that doesn't even feel accurate. Michigan State made a run to get close, but there was no question who the better team was. Obviously, the other game, there was some controversy, I would say.
Yeah.
What I do know is Kyle Guy got fouled. I mean,
there's no doubt about that.
You can say, oh, that should be a no call. I mean,
I don't know how you can
say that. Ball was still in his hand when the dude's shoulders ran into his legs. That's a foul no matter how you look at it. So you can argue, should the double dribble call have been made? Yes, it should have been made. But you can't argue that foul shouldn't have been called.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780, ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page if you so desire. Just find the Blitz, send a message. You can also get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, and at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. It's all available on podcastarena.com. And 281 says, the money from International Hunt goes directly to conservation, you dumbasses. Yeah, that makes it okay for you.
Conserving the animals you're killing?
Yeah,
okay.
Dumbass.
Dumbasses.
Jeez. 701, hey, Fred.
The money from starting forest fires goes directly to the money for gasoline to pour on trees before you start a forest fire.
Look, if you're out doing that, great. You're still a piece of garbage. In my humble opinion. So, hey, Fred, missed your hockey picks. Who do you have for each conference? All on SportsMap. I did a whole thing on SportsMap and spent a lot of time on it. So, it's all there. 832 says, finally back in Texas from Pensacola, and you're the first station I turned on. They can't compete.
Of course we are.
Well, I hope we're better than Pensacola. I can kind of imagine what Pensacola radio is like. All right, going to talk a little bit about Florida Gators. We're going to talk about those Florida State Seminoles. And we don't want you people from Mississippi. We're not going to talk about you. We're not going to talk about Alabama. We're just going to talk Florida. Go Gators. Yes. Chris says, if you don't eat what you kill, you're a piece of garbage. I agree. So, I had another story that someone sent me via email that was going to be a Gym of the Day candidate. And I was thinking about saving it until tomorrow, but I thought I'd share this one with you from Stafford, Virginia, where a woman was charged with indecent exposure after breaking into a daycare and being found naked. And
that doesn't seem appropriate.
Then she was arrested the next day after pulling a man's pants down in a bathroom.
Also inappropriate. This is a really bold woman.
Her name, 23-year-old Heaven Connor.
Stripper name.
Yeah, pretty much. Deputy found her standing in the daycare dressed in all black, holding a fork in each hand, and took her into custody. She told the deputy he was mistaken and that she was the facility's owner's wife, but an employee said she did not recognize the woman. And when she arrived to work and turned on the light, she was confronted by a naked woman in one of the doorways. She told the employee she was trespassing and that she was fired. And they later determined the suspect was not affiliated with the daycare in any way. This sounds like, okay, I got high and wound up someplace I wasn't supposed to be. Like, really high. But, 409, where were those ladies when I was a kid in daycare?
Yeah.
She's, you know, not terrible looking. But
not heavenly looking?
She's okay. She's a solid 6.5, 6, somewhere in that range. But I think the fact that you're running around naked and pulling guys' pants down in bathroom, well, maybe that's not all bad. But running around naked in a daycare makes you a 3. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. So, we're talking about movies and things that are dropping soon. May 31st, Deadwood movie.
Yeah.
And Ian McShane did some interviews. Basically, they're all getting together 10 years after where it ended. And now it's a state. And so it's how everybody's changed and how everything has changed. And so they start having some old rivalries again, which, but they got the whole cast together. And Ian McShane said, "Deadwood, we just finished. I saw it the other day. Tim and I had a few comments. I think, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's good. Again, it's, you know, don't expect an episodic piece. It's difficult when you've got to make a 2-hour movie of an episodic TV, but I think they got the setting right. They got the links right, and they got everybody back, which is really great. Because they could have made, you know, Seth and Al ride the high country together. That wouldn't have been Deadwood.
No.
That would be just me and Tim sort of catching it. Said, this is Milch Deadwood circa 10 years later. Statehood difficulty. Characters have moved on.
Listen,
they're changed, which is great.
They don't have to BS. I mean, I'm interested.
I'm watching it.
I'm glad that they're not pretending it like it's just, you know, the next day. And they're
right.
Actually, I mean.
And just wrapping up the storyline.
Right. But, I hope that they do that in some kind of a way, but. It couldn't be as simple as that.
Now, here's the synopsis, the official synopsis. In the Deadwood film, the indelible characters of the series are reunited after 10 years to celebrate South Dakota's statehood. Former rivalries are reignited, alliances are tested, and old wounds are reopened as all are left to navigate the inevitable changes that modernity, is that actually a word? Modernity? I don't know. And time have wrought. I think modernization was the word they were looking for, but hey, it's an official release. What are you going to do? 713-780-3776. Yeah, so that's one I'm very excited about. Bosch season 2, I'm very excited about. That one drops, I think, April 19th. So starting Sunday, I'm going to have plenty to watch.
No, it's going to be a busy time.
Season 2 of Barry started. I'm watching that. That's a pretty fun show that's on HBO. And I see HBO's got a bunch of stuff that looks interesting coming this year. So we shall see.
See, what's that thing coming out? Is it on Netflix? The documentary about or maybe it is HBO, the story of the kid who allegedly killed his girlfriend from the podcast.
Yeah, I watched a couple episodes of that.
Is that out?
It's out, yeah.
Oh, what's it on?
It's HBO? Like, it's HBO, yeah.
I need to watch that.
Yeah, you might like it. I didn't. I ejected after 2 episodes. It was basically just, oh, here's the TV version of the podcast.
Okay.
So, Chase says, am I the only person that isn't crazy about Joaquin Phoenix's Joker look? Just looks like a generic creepy clown, not the Joker. You need some purple.
I mean, well, this is like the origin story, so.
Yeah, so he's going to look like a generic creepy clown at first, I would think. I'm excited about it. I think he'll do a good job. Travis, what are your guys' thoughts on the White House axing the deal that MLB had struck with Cuba? I don't really have an opinion on it. Somebody says, modernity is a word that I'm pained with every Monday and Wednesday at UH. Okay. That's you know what? You learn something new every day. Even at my age, I can see a word that I have never seen before or seen used before. So we were talking about the Arkansas job, and there was Alford rumors and everything else.
Right.
You see who it looks like?
Who's the latest?
Eric Musselman from Nevada.
That ain't bad. If that's who you can pull, that's pretty damn good, I would say.
He's only gone 110-34 during his stint in Reno.
That's strong.
Boy, that's two really good coaches you'd be bringing into the SEC.
Yeah.
With Alabama's hire and with him.
Which, by the way, did you hear who Virginia Tech brought in after losing Buzz Williams?
No.
Mike Young, who was the head coach at Wofford. It's a great hire. I mean, the coaching carousel has been it's been pretty wild so far. But guys are making the right hires. Like they're bringing guys up in the right way. Like I talked about. I don't know what the Buzz Williams to A&M as far as like a program goes. I don't. I mean, maybe that's a lateral move. But if Buzz Williams is happy, they're great. Virginia Tech, who hasn't been a big-time basketball program, got a big-time basketball coach in Mike Young, a guy who, I mean, he's turned Wofford as a what seed were they in that tournament?
I don't remember, but they
got an at-large bid from a conference that shouldn't be getting at-large bids. So that to me, that's a slam dunk hire. That's one of the best offenses in the country. I don't think they could have done much better replacing Buzz Williams.
So I said there's more to the HBO series on the murder that happened after the podcast. I lost interest in it. And maybe it got better, but it's like, let's try Cameron. What's up, Cameron?
Yes.
Sports,
guys. Hey, I wanted to see real quick what y'all thought of the Joker movie. Any, views or opinions about it?
I mean, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I'll say this. My initial thought is I don't like the idea of it because one of the cool things about the Joker is you don't know what made him what he is. Like, that's sort of the brilliance behind that character is, it's not a well-known origin story that, like, you could say, how did he get messed up or whatever? How did his face get messed up? And they've spun that a couple different ways, but how did the Joker become, like, in his brain, how did he become what he is? Like, what was his upbringing? That's all kind of a mystery, which I think is cool. It makes the Joker a really interesting character. I could see this ruining the Joker character.
I could see it, but hopefully, hopefully they'll do it a little more like they did the Dark Knight Joker, where he just made stuff up. And yeah, I don't necessarily want to see a full origin story with him, but I'm excited to see it. Although, yeah, I don't know if I mentioned this last week. I finally saw Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
That was awful. That movie was awful. I there's nothing redeeming about it.
I mean, you didn't like the way it looked?
Okay, yes.
Okay, don't say nothing.
Okay,
man.
So yeah,
you didn't like Aquaman with his shirt off?
Listen, I'm not into that. And I think that's why people went, because they like that guy and he's a good looking dude and everybody wants to see him with his shirt off.
What a life.
But that movie?
I wish I could be in a movie like that where everybody wanted to see me with my shirt off.
Yeah, no, nobody.
You know who wants to see me with my shirt off? No one.
Well, that's...
Not even my wife.
Well, welcome to the club. Your hat and t-shirt's in the mail.
Yep. All right. I got to tell you guys what's going on Sunday out at the brewery at Carbach. Noon o'clock, when the sun is at its peak. The Carbach Crawfish Fest, presented by Arctic Outdoors, benefiting the Robert Garner Firefighter Foundation. You can kick back while listening to some great music by G-Love and Special Sauce, Bob Schneider, and a variety of brass bands while peeling some hot Cajun crawfish. VIP tickets are available. They include 3 pounds of crawfish, 3 beers, access to a VIP deck and pub with air conditioning and private bathrooms, and an Arctic bag with a shirt and a koozie. Get out to the restaurant. Every Monday, Bingo in the Beer Garden. That's tonight. Tonight's Monday from 6 to 8. They'll have multiple rounds, prizes, no fee to play. And just go out there and eat. The food's delicious. They've got a fantastic menu. Tons of different styles of food. Whatever you're in the mood for, they've got something for you there. And everything pairs great with what they've got on the wall. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. See what's going on at the brewery. And when you're out and about, ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we haven't talked about it much, but this whole Aaron Rodgers, Mike McCarthy thing is just weird.
I mean, it's over. Yeah, I don't understand why it's a thing.
Move on.
Just, yeah, it's over.
But apparently there's an article where it said they weren't sold on him moving forward and all this other stuff, and that he and McCarthy, he disliked McCarthy, and he said, no, this was a smear attack by a writer looking to advance his career, talking with mostly irrelevant, bitter players who all have an agenda, whether they're advancing their own careers or just trying to stir old stuff up.
I mean, Listen, whatever the backstory is, does it really matter? By now it was a poisonous relationship, and the Packers had to choose between a coach and a quarterback, and in their case, they made the right choice. You've got one of the best quarterbacks in the world. I don't know if Mike McCarthy's a great coach. I mean, Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl. Guess who won him a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers. Like, I guess maybe you think Aaron Rodgers was made by Mike McCarthy. I tend to think it's pretty doubtful. But, you know, maybe he struggles this year without him. I don't know. But maybe Mike McCarthy goes on and wins another Super Bowl somewhere else. But to me, the Packers did what they felt was the right thing, and what I feel was the right thing.
Well, there were an awful lot of jobs open, and nobody hired him. So maybe that tells you something. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's squeeze in a call from Rick. What's up, Rick? Hello, Rick.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Yeah, hey, just wanted to talk a little Masters since it's Masters week. You know, normally wait for matchups to make plays, but wanted to get some early takes on some odds to win. Didn't know if you guys had looked at it yet. Just wanted to see thoughts on long line.
On some odds to win what?
To the Masters. Wrong guys, man. I'm sorry, Rick. That's just not something that I follow closely enough to care about or bet on.
I like that the Spieth and Tiger.
Yeah, I mean, I could sit here and make up some BS, but
and Rory.
But I don't follow it closely enough, and sorry, you're better off. I would ask Granato.
Neither of us watch golf, so we would be generic sports guy pretending like we know something.
And we
try not to be that.
Yeah, and sometimes there are things you have to weigh in on, but that's not really one.
I mean, we did for a while do a pool where we all put in $10.
Yeah,
and snake drafted five golfers,
so we'd have an interest in the tournament,
but it doesn't mean that we actually knew what we were doing.
Yeah, and so yeah, getting an opinion from us on this would not do you any good. 713-780-ESPN.
You know who's not gonna win? Who's that guy that is a bad tipper, like tips Mexican caddies poorly, and then
who was that?
Then when he was playing against Sergio at the match play thing, like, basically screwed him out of a hole.
Oh, Matt Kuchar.
Yeah. He's not going to win. Bad karma with him.
So there's I have a list for you of the 12 best NFL free agents that are still out there. Can I throw these names out and you tell me if you have any interest? Jay Ajayi.
Nope.
Yeah. I think he's broken. Ezekiel Ansah.
Yeah. I think there's a little in that tank.
I think so, too. I think you could get
him. Even if he's not near what he was, it's still pretty good.
Eric Berry?
Yeah, I'd like to see him get another shot. And, if you get him, you have to understand what you're buying.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's if you're buying him needing someone to play 16 games, I would probably not do it. But if you're
a team like the Texans, who just lost your third safety,
yeah,
wouldn't you look at him for a 1-year deal?
I would.
Just bring him in.
Yeah.
Trey Boston. I think he's solid. It's another guy I wouldn't pay much, but
yeah.
Zach Brown says his production fell off slightly last season, but he still had 96 tackles. Turns 30 though in October, and I kind of think linebackers start dying off about then.
Yeah.
Morris Claiborne?
No. I didn't think Morris Claiborne was good when he was good.
Jamie Collins?
No.
Michael Crabtree?
No.
Steven Guskowski?
He's
a kicker.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Glover Quinn?
I feel like if I say yes, I'm only saying it for like sentimental reasons.
Yeah, because he's 33 years old now. He did have 74 tackles last year.
I'm going to go no.
Okay. Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah.
I think the guy can still play.
I do, too. I mean, he helped the team get to the Super Bowl last year.
And I think he makes your line better no matter, you know, what you have.
Yeah.
So. And Muhammad Wilkerson.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
I mean, I might take a chance on the cheap.
But those guys are still out there. You know, no offensive linemen, of course.
And Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah.
Still out there.
Poor Dallas Keuchel.
God, Dallas Keuchel's like the Steven Guskowski of baseball. It's a damn shame.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Like a friend of mine.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. And a couple people asked me what I thought of the Derby preps over the weekend. I wasn't really all that impressed with anybody other than Tacitus. I'll do a breakdown on everything after this weekend, after the Arkansas Derby. Let everybody know where my head is on the Kentucky Derby. So what was going on with the Instagram thing?
Our thing?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you could tell me because I tweeted this out. The Instagram ad for our appearance at Live Sports Bar and Grill featured prominently the logo of Live Sports Bar and Grill.
Right.
It featured prominently the picture of you. You kind of look like Jimmy McGill in that picture.
I hate that photo. I really wish.
Do you kind of look like Jimmy McGill in that picture?
I just think I look like a creepy old dude. I really hate that photo. I hate that we use it.
It's weird that you're like your hands are in your armpits like the girl on Saturday Night Live.
I don't know why that's the first thing people pick. But I really would like to get a better photo done. We need to do a photo shoot again and actually have some say into what the hell they use, because that looks terrible.
Well, the picture of me is what I would guess is probably about 30% of my shoulder/torso, one of my ears, and about an eighth of my head.
That's still more than a normal person's head.
Touche. But it's like I was your ugly girlfriend that you wanted clipped out of the picture.
I have nothing to do with Instagram. I can't help you.
Like, you know how if you if a girl ever shows you her high school yearbook years after high school, undoubtedly there's some boy whose face has been scribbled out with a black marker. I'm that boy in this picture of us.
I think you should take it up with whoever does our Instagram account, because I don't have anything to do with it.
Well, I did, and they said that's what you wanted to happen.
No.
You asked them to make sure that...
Not, that's fake news. Hashtag fake news. Because, for one thing, I just told you how much I hate that photo of me.
That's true.
Why on earth would I want that to be so prominent? This sounds like something you would do to make me look bad.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm just having a bad day.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't mean to get upset about this.
You were upset?
I was upset.
You didn't seem upset.
I was very upset.
It's Monday, man.
I'll get over it. I know. I mean, what a crappy... Monday's like the worst day to start the week on, right?
Yeah, so what you're saying is if you took a Monday off and then started on a Tuesday, it'd be okay?
Maybe. Today's just a stupid Monday. Yeah. Like, more stupid than an average Monday, I would say.
Yeah, it was... Well, today's been busy as hell. And then I got... I'd kind of enjoyed last week where I had a week without horse picks. And then so I got those today. I'm like, oh man, I got to get those in today. It just basically, I did get to the gym for 2 hours. That was the one positive the entire day.
That's good.
And I'm making progress, and I'm feeling pretty good. So that I will say, was a positive. Everything else, garbage.
I really need to get to the gym. I think that might be one of my problems.
Well, you'll be in a better mood.
Yeah.
Because
I don't have an outlet for, you know,
well, that's,
feelings.
That's how I went and unplugged from not having to deal with stuff. Now, the bad part was when I got back, I had to go back and catch up on everything that I didn't get done.
Yeah, that's the dumb part.
And that's what sucks, is you don't really have, things don't go away just because you do. But I did, it does give me time to kind of clear my head and not think about work for a little bit. And today I just needed to get a really good workout in because I'm way behind. Mandy says, AJ is the new Mike Wazowski, a la Monsters, Inc.
I don't even know what that means.
Your kids never saw Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah, but I mean, that doesn't mean I know what's happening, what you're talking about.
Well, I think she meant it as sort of a fun compliment. So,
is she talking about me having a crappy day or being cut out of the picture?
Being cut out of the picture,
yeah.
I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. So, see, it wasn't a bad thing.
No, listen, I already told you I'm sensitive today.
I think you need a car buck.
Maybe
we missed that read already.
Yeah, we already did that one.
Yeah, a lot of people have told me that, boy, you were right about the Crawford Bock, and
yeah,
that is a good beer, man.
Yeah, for sure, and it's gonna be a good summer beer. That's crushable.
Yeah, I think I hopefully we'll be back to drinking a lot of beer by then. Right now, I'm avoiding beer for the most part.
I mean, you don't have to get back to drinking a lot of beer. You could just get back to drinking some beer.
Because I'd like to crush it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, whatever you're into.
So USA Today ranked the 30 most likely to die Game of Thrones characters. I don't care about all 30, but would you like to hear your 10 most likely
to
die?
Give me the top 10, yeah.
Yeah. At number 10, Jaime Lannister.
Jaime?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, he's high on my list.
I like to call him Jaime.
Yeah. I would put him... I would have him in the top five. He's one of the ones I almost feel like is a lock to die.
Beric Dondarrion.
Who's that?
That's the guy who's died all those times, and then they brought him back, but then the dude who brought him back is dead, so he's not
getting... Oh, he can't come back anymore.
No.
Okay, yeah, he'll probably die too. Yeah, I know who you're talking about now. This is how I have to deal with television shows. You have to explain who the character is, unless it's like one of the top two or three guys.
All right, Brienne, you know.
Brienne of Tarth?
Yes, Brienne of Tarth.
The big chick, the great, great big girl?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's number 8 on the list.
I hadn't really thought about her, but yeah, I can see her dying off. She's probably due. She's had a good run. And she thinks she can beat up everybody. She's probably going to try to fight Zombie Mountain. She can't beat him.
No. Well, I kind of think they all die because the Night King wins. I'm still hoping for that, but I don't know. Number 7, the Hound.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's for sure going to die.
Number 6, Euron Greyjoy.
Yeah, probably. I don't care about him, though.
Yeah, I think he's siding with Cersei. He's probably going to get him.
Yeah.
Number 5, Jorah Mormont. Sir Jorah.
That's the guy with the grayscale.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't provide much. They don't need him.
Number 4, Lady Melisandre. The Red Witch.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Yeah, she comes back and dies. I'm almost certain. Number 3, the Mountain.
I mean, he's dead.
Right. He kind of already is dead. But that makes me wonder. Maybe he's the only one that can actually survive the Night King's army, because if he's already
would
dead...
Would he get the throne?
Can you raise him up as member of the Night King's army if he's already dead?
I mean, if you can pull a dead dragon out of the lake, then I would guess.
I don't know. Number 2, the Night King.
Ooh. That's a bold statement to make. I wouldn't put him that high.
Well,
I know you think that. I mean, you think he's going to win the whole thing.
There's been times when
I've thought he could, but I don't think that's how they'll end the show.
He's kind of the Duke of Game of Thrones. And he's got everything. He's got the best team.
You're saying that he's going to be at the last battle, and his shoe is going to blow out.
Or something like that. Yeah. And number 1, of course, Cersei.
He's for sure 100% dead.
I don't know, man. I'm
You know who else I think is for sure dead? You ain't gonna, well, you might not care. A lot of people won't like it. Sansa Stark's going to be dead for sure.
Yeah, I'd like that, actually.
She's going to die. She's also a useless character.
Yeah, I don't like her at all. She's number 26 on his list of 30. And number 30, they have Sam Tarly, but he can't die because he's supposed to be the guy who writes the story. So that's why he's number 30. I think it'd be cool if he died, and then his kid that he raised could do it.
Yeah.
Somebody could write it.
His girlfriend or wife or whatever she is.
She's more useless than Sansa Stark.
She is the worst. But, I mean, to be fair, Sansa Stark probably wouldn't have sex with him. And Gilly does.
That's true.
Which, I mean, it's pretty gross. But, you know, I mean, people have sex with you. So, there's someone for everyone.
Not really.
No. All right, guys. If you want to get into IT, there's worse plans. And you got to ask yourself, who's going to get me there? My computer career, which is the only school focused only on getting people into IT careers for over a decade. That seems like a wise move. Or some Johnny-come-lately college that's been at it for just a few years. Training to start an IT career is all they do at My Computer Career. It's all they've ever done nationwide. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with zero IT experience. Helping people start an IT career is exactly what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You're going to get all the skills, all the certifications you'll need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Let's talk travel. Most of us do a little travel throughout the year. How are you booking your hotel rooms? Got a new suggestion for you.
Because you're probably doing it the old busted way.
Yeah, don't do that. Go to besthotelrates.com. They've negotiated special rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide. And guess what? These discounts get passed on to you. Pretty simple. Just go to besthotelrates.com, plug in your destination, dates of travel, and voila. Maybe you're going to France. That's why it's voila. You'll get a discounted rate from any of the hotels that you could pay more for somewhere else.
Yeah, and you'll have money to spend on the trip. Book your hotels through besthotelrates.com. Top-notch customer service backs up your reservations so your stay is safe and secure. That's always nice to know. Besthotelrates.com. Start planning your next trip today. It's in the name, besthotelrates.com.
I think that says it all.
That says it all. It's in the name.
Yeah.
What else is in the name? Dumbass Report.
Ah, well, let's go.
Did you forget, or are we going to do that today, or did you not want to?
No, I was about to set it up, but I wasn't seeing how it tied into best hotel rates.
Stop the music, Aaron. I want to let Fred set it up.
Okay. Let's finish the show the way we do every Monday with AJ Hoffman's Dumbass Report.
Thank you, Fred. Casey Michael Lewis. I think you know him, Fred. You may know him as an inmate in the Florida State Penitentiary.
I did not know that, but not surprising with three names.
But he had freedom. He got freedom. 37 years old. And they said, you know what, man? You've done your time. You've learned your lesson. It's time for you to get out there and make a life for yourself. And he said, you know what? I'm going to do it. So he did for about 15 minutes. And then he was arrested walking around the parking lot of the jail, acting suspicious and checking vehicle doors, trying to break into a car. Surveillance video showed him looking into cars and opening the door of a silver vehicle. The report says he entered the vehicle from the driver's side, sat in the car for about 2.5 minutes, then exited the vehicle and walked around the length of the lot, checking vehicles along the way by either looking into the windows or lifting door handles to see if they were unsecured. While he was in the parking lot, he was approached by an officer. He told the officer he was, quote, waiting for his girlfriend. Lewis was approached, questioned, and finally arrested after he gave the officer a brown paper bag with items from a vehicle, including an iPhone 7, 4 packs of cigarettes, a lighter, 1 Visa bank debit card, a Florida driver's license, and $547 in cash. Which, by the way, does that not seem like a trap to you? It's almost like the police put that there in hopes that someone would find that car. That's everything you need if you're a guy who just got out of jail, right?
Maybe he was just institutionalized like Brooks in Shawshank and wanted to go back.
Maybe so. He just couldn't deal with it. Couldn't deal with life on the outside. It just wasn't for him. If let's pretend for a second that you are a Detroit police officer and you are going to a class on how to use a breathalyzer with the Michigan State Police.
Okay. I'm ready to learn.
Would it be smart if you showed up under the influence of alcohol?
Well, that's a good way to test the breathalyzer, right? It's like, hey, I want to prove that I'm like a 0.07.
Well, he was a 0.08.
Oh.
That's not wise.
The bottom line is he showed up to work under the influence of alcohol. This was a Michigan State Police training. He blew a 0.08. Certainly, that's a problem. It's a problem for me. And it may be a problem on how it was handled after that. He was apparently not disciplined by state police at the event. But he volunteered to give a sample, which, by the way, who does that? If you've been drinking, like, who says, oh, sure, I'll be the guinea pig on this breathalyzer? Come on, man. He volunteered to give a sample. It was determined he had alcohol in his system. A Detroit police spokesperson confirmed Saturday morning that an internal investigation is underway, but did not share more information about the officer or the incident.
I just kind of think he was just trying to make sure that the thing worked.
Maybe so. Maybe planned ahead.
Not the choice I would have made in how to prove it worked, but that's okay.
So one of the problems we've had lately is trying to get baseball in when the weather's been poor. Yesterday was an example. There was my kid had the weekend off, but his team played and they got rained out yesterday. I mean, obviously it was a very rainy day. But some people in Connecticut figured out a way around that. They said, oh, the field's too wet to play on. I've got an idea. Let's pour 24 gallons of gasoline and light it on fire to dry the field. Yeah.
Not wise, guys.
That's not how you dry a field. Yeah. No one was injured. No one was in danger, but they did have to move a high school baseball game. The field may be closed for the week as testing is completed to make sure it's safe to come back and play. But you're an idiot either way.
Right.
I mean, even if it is safe, you're still an idiot. Not good. This isn't even Florida. It's Pennsylvania, believe it or not. Imagine you're hanging out with your buddies around a campfire and you're lying on a hammock. And for some reason, you are playing with a flare gun. And you shoot your friend in the neck with it. Not wise, guys.
No.
The flare struck his 17-year-old friend in the neck, causing thermal burns to his neck and hands, as well as cuts to his chin. State police say an investigation is ongoing. But if you're camping, you don't need a flare gun when you're camping around a campfire. You've got light. You've got warmth. Don't shoot up a flare at your buddy's neck.
Yeah, that's what a dumbass.
Yeah, that's why he's in the dumbass report. Thank you, Fred.
All right.
Well, you wrapped that up beautifully.
That is going to end the show.
What are you going to do tonight? Drink heavily, watch basketball?
No, I'm not drinking tonight. This is Monday.
Just me? Okay.
Monday's a non-drinking night for me, but I'm going to watch...
It's a drinking night.
Watch Astros and watch basketball and ordered in some LT Impo for the night. So, going to enjoy that.
Not a bad day.
All right. Great job, Aaron. Solid B+ today. Hoffman gets an A+, always. I'll give myself a D-. We'll try it again tomorrow. Try to be better then. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.